Hello, hello. Welcome to Pish Posh with Lindsay Wilson, a podcast about a little bit of everything. Hello, hello, and welcome to another episode of Pish Posh with Lindsay Wilson. I'm back with Casey B, and we are back from Big Sky Country, back from Montana, here to share our roasts and toasts from the week. And then this episode, I talk about some questions from the queue meaning quarantine. So kind of some questions to ask yourself, some introspective stuff to journal on if you're into that, or to just think about, because the more mindful you are about what you're thinking, the better you can be in prioritizing what you really want to prioritize. So before we get into that, we're going to do our roast and toast. I want Casey B to start, as usual. I always make him start.
What would you like me to start with?
Up to you. Dealer's choice.
So I'd like to toast going to Montana and hanging out with the family.
So you gotta have a specific toast. I knew you were gonna say that. My toast is going to Montana. I need something specific from our Montana trip.
Something specific toast. I'm assuming just seeing.
Are you going to steal my roast, by the way?
I might. Maybe. We'll see.
Okay. What's your specific toast?
My specific toast? How specific do I need to be?
Just tell me a couple. If you have more than one thing, it can be more than one thing.
Hanging out with the niece and nephew. Mm-hmm. That was fun. Abby being ridiculous. Before we went fishing with Abby, that was fun. And, and right before we went fishing, Abby got up on the couch and laid on me.
Abby's your 3-year-old niece?
Yeah, 3, almost 4. And she just got up, sat next to me on the couch. I'm like, "You look tired. Are you sure you want to go fishing? I'm just going to take a tiny nap on you." I'm like, "Oh my God. Can't handle it."
She is pretty adorable.
She is funny.
And then we went fishing in a little pond. And then
we'll get into my roast.
She goes, she was so excited about fishing. And, you know, I wasn't sure if she was going to be bored, because it could go like either way. It could be like, okay, this is dumb, I'm bored, you know, after. But every single time we put her line in the water, she's like, oh, man, no fish.
Just got off. And, like, line's, like, 4 feet out.
That was so cute. And then we went to the bathroom, and then we're like, okay, we should probably go back home. And she goes, but I want to go fishing. I'm like, okay, so we could go fish some more.
Sounds
okay.
Like me.
What's your roast?
My roast was falling in the pond.
It was so funny. So, gotta paint the picture. We're at a little pond in a park. So it's like the town like has their own little fishing pond that they stock with some little fish. And it was like, there's probably, what would you say, 15 people,
probably 20 people.
20 people standing around the pond and in different spots and fishing. It was Father's Day, so there's some families out and about. And Casey fell in the pond. He just stands there and it was pretty slippery.
It was so slippery.
He just goes right in there. And
is that your toast?
No, it's not my toast, but it was fabulous.
Oh, that's great. Because it was just like all clay banks, and it's like the sun had just come out. It looked like it was dry, and I'm like, oh, it should be pretty stable there. And then just eventually, I slipped, and I went in the water.
The funniest part is that afterwards, Casey was talking to me, and he goes, yeah, I wasn't sure if I was going to be able to get out. I go, what do you mean? What do you mean you wouldn't be able to get out? You're going to stay in there forever?
Yeah. Yeah, that's my home now. That's what I told you. This is my home. I live with the fishes.
Oh, God, oh man, so
it was ridiculous. But it's like, yeah, I took like 3 steps before like I finally got enough traction to get out of the pond. And I'm like, oh no. I'm going to have to go all the way over to the shallow side to get out.
That was so funny.
Oh, man.
My roast is a little less, I don't know. It's a little more general. The freaking bugs in Montana eat me every time we're there. And they give me the worst bites. It's not a normal bug bite where it's like a little one and you just itch it, and I'm the worst about itching my bug bites.
You're terrible about it.
I will itch them to no end. But these ones are like huge, and I got them last year too when we were there, and I got big ones on my ankles, and they like get hard and they hurt real bad. And yeah, that's my roast. Darn bugs.
Oh, my other toast. I got another tailgate.
Yeah,
bench.
We went antiquing.
Yeah.
Always good.
We do love antiquing.
My toast. Gosh, it was just such a good trip.
It was a great trip.
I didn't really technically prepare a toast. I just love the drive around Flathead Lake. And I think we did a good job of enjoying the drive. Because last year we did not enjoy it, that's for sure. But I can't believe it was our 5th time going to Montana.
That's crazy.
I know. Now we like know all the places, I feel like.
I want to go back.
And we were able to go to lots of new places this time.
Yeah.
Oh, my toast is that we were able to go to downtown Whitefish and like see all the cool touristy stuff. And it's such a cute place, Whitefish, Montana. And we went to Casey's Bar.
It's my bar.
And
Lindsay didn't know about it.
It was fun.
It's my other revenue stream.
Oh. Yeah. Secret.
Secret.
Yeah. So, anything else to say about Montana, the big sky country?
I mean, it's just, I love it over there. You know how much I love it. Going over to Montana. I wish I could have seen my brother more, but
yeah,
he was
a little busy
on lockdown in the hospital,
having a
baby.
A baby, yeah. And seeing the little 2-day-old baby, it was so cute.
It was
so tiny, and he smelled so good, and he had the softest little skin and the softest little hair, and it was the cutest little baby.
Very cute baby.
It was fun.
Just a little guy.
A good trip, all in all.
He was yelling at me, though.
Yeah.
He did not like me.
Casey is scared to hold babies, and then he held the baby. And
every
the
baby time I hold the baby, like it him. Yells at me.
He was not happy. And then your sister-in-law said, wow, that's the loudest he's gotten so far. So he really didn't like you.
No,
very
he
much.
Was not happy. And I'm just like, I don't know. What would I do? They're just so little.
And on the way back, we got to see my brother, and it was a good trip overall. And those road trips make me so happy, not just to Montana, but just anywhere, getting to go on the road trip. And, oh, I wanted to talk about this. I feel like every time we go to Montana, I think this, and it might just be that route that we take, you know, it's like there's some old historical cool places, but it always makes me think, but especially now, that the all-American family road trip is like it needs to come back. I feel like people don't do that kind of stuff anymore, and I didn't do it very much when I was younger, but I remember we went on we went on a couple road trips, and we would go back and forth between like Spokane and the West Side, but we did a cool road trip in South Dakota and Nebraska, and I just feel like people don't do road trips anymore. They just fly places, and
it's not nearly as fun. Planes are scary.
But I think maybe with the virus, maybe road trips will come back more, but I don't know. Maybe the camping industry will grow more. People have their own like RV or fifth wheel or anything like that, and or even in tents, and then you're not exposed to people like you would be in a hotel. And yeah, so I always just think that that is like, I just love that trip, and there's cool places to stop, and I think it sounds like fun.
It's, yeah, I really like doing like multiple day road trips. It's like how we stop in Spokane, which is 4 hours in or 4.5 hours
in. And then you have the time to be like, oh, pull over. Let's go there. That was cool. Let's go sightsee. Go to the lookout or whatever.
Let's stop at this brewery and keep going afterwards.
Yeah. 50,000 silver coins.
We didn't go there this year.
I haven't been there too many times.
I needed another jackalope, but
there's
they
the,
just keep losing their horns.
I'm sure we talked about it last year, but this tourist trap, I guess you would call it, but it's huge. It's like a gas station, restaurant, gift shop, bar, hotel, all the things. And yeah, casino, because it's in Montana, and everything in Montana is a casino. Everything.
I still haven't went to a Montana casino.
No, I've never played a slot machine in Montana. I don't know why. Well, this time I felt like just gross touching them.
Yeah.
But, and normally we don't have any free time when we're there. So, but it's, that's a funny thing about the state. But the 50,000 silver coins is like, the funniest thing about it is they have 10,000 billboards.
Like, it starts what, like
45 miles away. And then when you're, it's like 50 or, no. It's,
45, 34.
Yeah, it's like 10, 27. 9, 8, 7. The countdown's on. It's like 500 feet. Turn here. Last chance. And it's like so many billboards.
One afterwards says, you missed it. Turn around.
Turn around. I love it. I love it.
Yeah. I liked it. I liked it a lot.
We went to 4 breweries, so that was fun.
Was it that many?
I think so. It was like just a good time.
Yeah, I guess we did.
Yeah, so last thing is, I said I was going to start doing this, is recommending a podcast episode to listen to, and I am going to suggest listening to this week's episode of Token CEO. I think I've talked about the podcast before. It is hosted by Erica Nardini, the CEO of Barstool Sports. And the episode that I'm recommending, I actually made Casey listen to, because he usually does not listen to podcasts, as you know. And I think you learned a lot from it.
I really enjoyed it. And she's a very knowledgeable lady.
She's so smart, and she just talks. And if you're interested at all in media, whether it's traditional or not, so traditional media would be like TV. Tuesday's episode is called WTF is a New Front. And it's all about what a new front is and how Barstool Sports fits in this relatively new space but very old world. That's the description of the episode. And again, that's the Token CEO podcast. And that was Tuesday's episode. And it's a short one, but you'll learn a lot. And it just makes you think about TV and media and all the things. But
it's a good one. I enjoy it. And I, yeah, like Lindsay said, I don't listen to podcasts.
So I'm trying to get you to listen to more. I need you to listen to more short podcasts, I think. I have really been enjoying shorter podcasts lately that are in easier to consume chunks instead of the 3-hour podcast or anything like that. It's just, I like the shorter ones lately. And so I think this episode will be a little bit shorter than the normal. And yeah, so the second half of the episode is just me, and I'm talking about some questions that I think you should just ask yourself before we get back into the hustle and bustle of what used to be normal life, and what you want to prioritize, what's important to you, what you want to change, what habits you may have created lately that you want to keep, and all that. So hope you enjoy it, and I'll be back.
Party on, Wayne.
And we're back. We're back, and we're doing some questions for the queue, the quarantine, the COVID, the Rona, whatever you want to call it. A lot of people have been home for the past 3 months, and it's crazy. I feel like it's flown by. I don't know how other people feel. I don't know if it's felt like it's been dragging on. I think I am just shocked at how quickly the time goes by, that it's flipping almost July, and that's just insane. And I'm, you know, I can't believe it. I'm like, where did spring go? But it's kind of nice because spring is my least favorite season because I am an allergy-filled mess during that time. But back to the important stuff. I really wanted to talk about these questions that have been at the top of my mind lately. And I think before everything gets fully back to the old normal, or everything gets back opening up and it's the hustle and the bustle, and while we're still kind of in this slow transition into what used to be, there are some questions that I've thought of that I really want to answer for myself. I want to journal on, or actually just take it into account in my mind. However you want to do it is fine, but I really think you should ask yourself these questions, or you can listen to this and I'll ask them for you. But these questions are really important moving forward, because I would not want to move forward into, I would say, back to the old normal way of life, back to the office, back to going out to eat, back to all of these different things, and kind of feel like these past couple months were almost like a hibernation, or like they didn't happen, and or they did happen and nothing changed. I was listening to a podcast earlier today, and they talked about what's something that is really scary for you. And it would be looking a year in the future and being in the exact same spot that you're in right now. And maybe that's not a scary thing for you, and that's perfectly fine. But thinking of the past 3 months and nothing have changed, something has changed in your life in the past 3 months, and it was either good or bad, or things that you recognize that you liked and want to take with you into this kind of new future, or things that you want to be like, oh, this was terrible, I can't wait to get back to that normal piece, I miss something about what used to be so much. And so I think recognizing those things is going to be really helpful just in yourself and your peace of mind moving forward. So really what kind of sparked this, and I've been thinking about these questions for a long time, because I read it somewhere that for people who are, especially those who are entering the workforce now, so people who are recent graduates of high school or recent college graduates, especially, people will be asking, what did you do with this time? So if you were not able to be working, or you weren't able to be getting hired right out of college, you know, like you would prefer, what did you do? And I am somebody who really struggles to take the time to rest. And I'm like, especially when I see something like that, I'm like, oh my gosh, I should be doing even more. Because if I were to interview for another job and somebody asked me that, I would say, I don't know, but I have been working my normal job too. So I think this is especially true for people who were not working their normal job or their normal hours, but it really has changed for people who are still working, but working remotely. You don't have to commute. You really don't have to take the time to get ready, depending on who you are. That could be a long time or a little bit of time. And you are not going out to eat. You're cooking at home. Like, I really liked seeing that and putting it in the perspective of thinking about if somebody were interviewing you for a job, or just talking to you and say, what did you do for those 3 months? And with myself, I am happy to say that I was able to grow the podcast a little bit that I was working on, that you guys know. I was able to have guests on, and more guests who were from all over. I've had guests from who are living in Denver, living in Southern California, living in Arkansas, and living in North Dakota. And that's so exciting to me that you can use things like Zoom that a lot of us are using for work or whatever you're using, Google Hangout, whatever. And you can use these tools for other projects outside of your work. And so I'm really thankful that that is something that I was able to do. I think a lot of people were cooking more during this time. So, I mean, if you're thinking of this strictly professionally, you're probably not going to find very much to talk about in an interview. But another thing that's really interesting, I think, when you're thinking of an interview or just a conversation, is you don't want to be boring and say the same thing that everyone else did. You know, I read 5 books that were all about business, but this time has been so transformational and given people so much more free time that I hope that you did something besides watch Netflix. And I mean, I watched Netflix. I loved Tiger King. That was the highlight of quarantine, I think. But there was so much more. I've also been able to read so much more during this time because I'm not commuting. And it was also just something that I made a priority instead of other things. And I am just very thankful that I've had that extra time. So personally, I've grown the podcast. I've done some new things with the podcast. And then also, I have definitely worked on my habit of going out to eat less, because we just can't. And you guys, if you're a longtime listener of the podcast, you know that's something that Casey and I struggle with. So I'm glad that that was something that we were able to do. And then also the books I've read and some of the conversations that have been happening online with people, they're a little bit deeper because I think we're not having these conversations and having certain conversations with our friends. I mean, there's these Zoom happy hours and FaceTime hangout calls and drinking games. And, you know, it's like, why don't we just do this regularly when we all live in different places already? Why shouldn't we do this more? So probably don't want to talk about all the Zoom happy hours if it's a interview, but the question again, if you want to write these down, it was, what did you do with this time? So just think about that. And the big thing with that is thinking about it in the context of somebody kind of like in an interview asking you that. And there's still time. There's still time if you're like, oh my God, I don't think I've done anything. You probably have. It's just thinking about it. But if you kind of think for a while, you're like, oh God, I really didn't do much. There's still time. Which is another reason I wanted to bring up some of these questions, because we're still slowly transitioning back into our normal way of life, I would say. This one is along the same lines, but what do you want to take with you that you have started in the quarantine? So for me, I started going on my walks, I started riding my bike, and I really want to keep up those habits because I did not do that before. And I was walking to the train station and walking from the train station to work and same on the way home, but that's not the same as like just going on my intentional walk where I would just walk, listen to my podcast, and just do that on my own. And you know, it's not the biggest deal. A lot of these things are just little things, but these little habits, and if you recognize those little habits that you have that you've created during the quarantine, and they really bring you joy, they really make you happy, they really feel like a step in the right direction, I just don't want people to let that go. Like, try to make time for these things that you have time for now, whenever things might change in a different way. So that question, what do you want to take with you from quarantine? That could be I think a lot of this is going to be kind of in the habit space. So I'm doing more shopping. Maybe that's not a good habit to take on, but maybe you're working out a certain time of day. Maybe you're cooking at home more. Maybe you're cooking different kinds of meals at home more. Maybe you're cleaning. Maybe you created a cleaning schedule for your house. I don't know, but I think recognizing what you want to continue, writing it down, and then you're making a commitment to keep it going, because it's so easy to quit some of these good habits that may have started. Another thing is, what do you miss most about the old normal? And really what this comes down to is kind of what you value and recognizing, oh my gosh, I miss hanging out with my friends so much, or I miss those 5 minutes in the morning when I would be on the bus, and it's a weird thing to miss, but maybe I miss that. Or I miss talking to people at the office, or I miss my view from my window at the office, or anything like that, like these little things, and recognizing what you miss, because when you go back, you will appreciate them more and make these kind of little, whether it's a habit or something you just enjoy, you'll make it more present in your mind and want to prioritize it more and hopefully enjoy it more in the moment that you get it back. And if for some reason parts of these do not come back to normal, it's once you recognize what you miss so much, maybe you can make an adjustment and have it in another way. So what do you miss most about the old normal? Personally, I know that I really miss the restaurants a lot, going out to eat, but I'm eating at home, so you guys know that. And I think another tough thing is, for a while, one of my good friends is pregnant, and I wanted to see her, and I had more time to be home, and I wasn't working weekends and all this stuff, but I couldn't see her because she's pregnant. So missing out on some of those moments it's tough. And so recognizing, oh, I want to make things like that happen. I want to make that more of a priority when we get back to able to see people, able to hug people, shake people's hands, all those kind of things. I think another interesting thing that a lot of people are going through right now is how much their work and their position at work is a huge part of your life. Whether it is something like me, where it's a big part of your life, and normally I'm working every weekend or every other weekend in the spring, and then all of a sudden I'm not, it's all canceled, and it's just crazy. I've worked baseball games for the past 4 years, maybe 5 years, and this being and some people have done this so much longer than me. There are people who've been working in, I'm going to say baseball because it's a spring sport, but working in the baseball industry for 20 years, and this is a year that they don't get to do what they love to do. And it's hard. And especially when you work in a position like I do, where it is sports and it's a passion and it's fun, it's part of who you are. And then having that taken away is really tough. So thinking about how much your work is ingrained into who you are. Another perspective of this is people have been laid off during this time. And I think that is so scary when your work is so ingrained in who you are. Being laid off is a really scary thing. And that's why I've kind of been thinking about that more and trying to set up different boundaries. And having this podcast too is something that's completely my own. Because if anything were to happen, you cannot have your entire personality, your entire self-worth attached to just your work, no matter what it is. And that's really tough to think about. And I know a lot of people are going through different positions. I also think it's a good time to recognize what you enjoy or what you don't enjoy about either working from home or your job in general. I love working from home. I've talked about it a lot. So I'm really enjoying that. But some people absolutely hate it. I think people have pros and cons to each side of things. But seeing what kind of person you are and holding yourself accountable when you're working from home, that's another thing. There's just so much to talk about with work and the quarantine. But I think the question to ask yourself is, to what level is your work ingrained with your personality and with your life? Another podcast I listened to today actually was called the Self-Helpless Podcast, and I've talked about it before, and it's three girls, two of them are comedians, one is not, but the comedians were talking about how much their personality is ingrained in their work by telling personal stories, but also how much their personal life is affected by their work. And they, you know, sometimes they're missing weddings or family events because they work, if you work in entertainment, almost anything, whether that's sports, music, comedy, whatever, you're working on the weekends. And when you're missing some of these important things in life, remembering, oh, am I working to provide for a life where I can have these experiences, or am I living just so I can keep working and working? And it just depends on what you want to prioritize. And sometimes you can't have it all. You can't have it all at the same time. But just recognizing those different things, I think it's a good time to be able to do that. Because I wasn't able to work weekends, well, because baseball season was canceled, I was able to go home a lot, spend a lot more time with my family, spend more time fishing with Casey, was able to able to learn some new skills too. I went to work with Casey a little bit, learned some stuff over there. And I mean, I have, since I was in high school, I've worked weekends. And really now I still work weekends because I can't handle having too much time off. But it's really interesting to me to see what it's like to have the 2 days off, really, for most of the year, for these past 3 months, just kind of seeing what it would be like. That's kind of a tangent, but I think it's a good thing to think about is, what's your priority? And I think a lot of people who work in the entertainment business or hospitality, and whether that's restaurants or entertainment with sports, like I said, I mean, they're kind of realizing, oh, this is what it's like to have a weekend off. And even now, it's not a normal weekend because we don't have the restaurants, we don't have the events. So it's all still not normal or not how it would be. But I think people's mindsets will change and be thinking about all of those different things and what they were able to do without going into the office or going into work on a weekend or any of that. So really, all this comes down to two things, maybe three: habits and values and prioritization. So really, it's kind of funny because I've written a different motto or slogan or description of the podcast multiple times. And prioritization is really, really important to me, but I don't think I talk about it on the podcast enough. I'm not prioritizing talking about prioritization. So in order to prioritize, first you have to recognize what it is that you want. So I know that I want to be healthier. And so that is why I made the habit of prioritizing going on my walk or going on the bike. And I want to keep that habit continued. Before, I was not prioritizing that. I was prioritizing resting. So waiting to get up until I had a tiny amount of time to get my outfit on, get my face on, and get on the light rail to commute an hour to work, and then get to work, and then commute home, and then relax, and then go to bed. And with sometimes going there. And I think it's going to be tough to fit in some of these different things, to fit in these habits if we eventually go back to the offices, wherever our designated workplaces are. But finding the time to prioritize some of these really good habits is so important. And I have really enjoyed having this time to remember some of these habits that I want to make regular. So I've been reading every day. And even if it's just a chapter or half a chapter a day, having that going on so continuously has really made a difference, rather than every other day even, or once a week. It makes a huge difference. So that's one of the big things that I want to take away. And of course, I want to keep working on the podcast and getting more guests and connecting with more people from around the country and maybe around the world. You never know. So this is kind of a rambly episode, but I think these questions are really important. And the questions are not so important, but asking yourself them and making the habit to question yourself and not let this time and all of these different things that you have done just be forgotten or learned. You may have learned some new things during this time. You may have created new habits. You may have absolutely hated certain parts of it. But recognizing what you don't like about this is good, because then you can move forward and get rid of that. And recognizing what you do like about this is good, because you can bring it forward into the next phase. So those are my questions. Think about it. Think about what you liked, what you didn't like. I feel like I've said that 10 times now, and anyone who's gotten this far in the episode is probably like, okay, are you done? But my last suggestion is to write it down, because it makes you way more accountable. And I saw a really good quote recently, and I wish I had it pulled up. Let me see if I've got it here. It was about writing, which, if anyone knew me in high school, I mean, maybe they would know, but maybe they wouldn't. I used to hate writing, and now I know that journaling can be so good and so helpful. So I really suggest writing down the answers to these self-introspective questions. Okay. I don't have the quote. It was something along the lines of, I don't know what I'm thinking until I write it down. That was the gist of it. So sometimes it's easier to just start writing and you'll see what comes out, and you won't even recognize what you were thinking until you start writing it down. So that's a suggestion. Write down your answers to these questions. What do you want to bring with you from quarantine? What do you miss most about the old normal? And really the big one is, what did you do with this time? Because honestly, if I'm ever in the position to interview anyone again, I would probably ask them what they did, because it's a great way to get to know someone about their, it could, because it could be a fun thing. It could be personality wise. It could be learn some great new recipes, learned how to make sourdough bread. I don't know why so many people are making sourdough bread right now and banana bread, but everyone's making the breads. So I need to learn how to do that, but I'm eating too much as it is. So those are my questions. Questions for the queue, questions of the week. That's the episode for this week. Hope you enjoyed it. As always, you can find the podcast anywhere podcasts are found. You can leave a review on all the places where you can leave reviews, which I think is only Apple Podcasts. And you can check us out on Instagram at PishPoshPod. You can go to the website at PishPoshPodcast.com, and hoping to have some more little blog posts up there soon. So stay tuned for that. And as always, thank you for listening. Thank you for a year of podcasting. I've really, really enjoyed it, and I hope that you are enjoying it. I hope you're taking something away from this episode, and I hope you have a great week. Thank you for listening to Pish Posh with Lindsay Wilson. You can listen to the podcast and subscribe on Apple Podcasts, listen on Spotify and wherever podcasts are found, and follow the pod on Instagram at PishPoshPod to stay up to date on all of our great content. Check it out!